Okay, today is Daf Ayin Tes. We are actually on Ayin Tes. Here we go. Top line at the Mishnah. Haya Omedes al Rosh Agag. She's standing on a roof. Vizarak, Vizarko La. And he throws it to her. He's standing not on the roof. He's on the ground. And he throws it up to her on the roof. Kivan Shehigia La Avir Hagag. Once it reaches the airspace of the roof, Hareze Migureshes. She's divorced. Why is she divorced? Right? Because once it reaches the airspace of the roof, it's considered her reshus, and she's already divorced. He lamaila v'hu lamata. What if she's on top? What if she's on who lamaila? I'm sorry, who lamaila v'hi lamata? He's on the roof, and she's on the ground, right? V'zarko la, and he throws it down to her. Kivan sheyatzah mireshus hagag. Once it leaves the airspace of the roof, right? Uma nimchak o nisraf, and now it got erased somehow, or it got burnt. Hareza migureshes. She's already migureshes. She's already migureshes. The truth is that the Gemara is going to say later, Rashi says, the first case also that would tell you that would happen. If he throws it up into the airspace, and as it reaches the airspace, it gets burnt, also divorced. And Echanami, they're both true. Why the Mishnah only said it by the second case? That's a question. But they're both true because it goes both ways. Okay?
Does it have to land in the first iteration?
Neither one doesn't have to land.
What if the wind blows it away?
The Gemara's going to ask that question. But you hear what's going on? Fine. So the Gemara says, Fahalo Mintar. How can this be good? It's not guarded. Says Rashi on top. First Rashi. Avir Hagag, the roof, the airspace of the roof, the Osi Zika, a wind could come. Vishadilei and mikame dilinach and blow it away before it has a chance to rest. Vichi lo shad yezika, and let's say that doesn't happen. It's not a windy day. Vichi lo shad yezika. Viira lo davar acher. Maybe something else could happen. Shibal kelev called lo dog could come, right? Or gishamim mitmach kuhu or rain could come. Am I ketani megureshes min aver? How could that be true that she's divorced? It goes into the airspace. You need airspace that could lead to a landing. How could you guarantee that?
So that would be like yada? Because the Torah says it has to be yada.
Yeah, but we learned yesterday that such a thing is a chatzar. So this is also a chatzar. So it has to be mamash to touch the ground? No, even in the airspace. Says the Gemara, explained by Rashi. How could that be? It has to be airspace. It's good. I'm not saying it's not good. But how can you guarantee it's going to land? The answer is Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Begad Sheyesh Lo Make Askinon. The roof has a gate, so when you throw it over the gate, where's it going? There's no dog. There's no wind. It's going to land. Ula Bar Menashe Mishmei Da Avimi Amar. No, a different answer. Hacha Bepachos Mishlosha Samach Legag Askinon. We're talking about a situation where when you throw it to her up onto the roof, you don't even you throw it within three tvachim of the ground, right? Zechal pachos mishlosha samach lagag kigag dami. It's within three tvachim of the ground. It's as if it's on the ground.
Is that like lavud?
That's exactly like lavud. Some kind of it's a pretend landing on the ground, and therefore because of these two answers, that problem is solved. Okay.
Because it's three tvachim on the roof.
So you're talking about the roof of the ground. The ground of the roof. Yes, yes. Good? Okay. Sounds such a hard off today. Because that's not that what... you have to accept. There's nothing you can say. There's nothing to discuss. This is what it is.
The same thing as the shliach of the mouth does the same. Throws it the same way.
Yeah, what's the difference?
Yeah.
Then we said the reversed case was he's on top, she's on the ground. Now, the same question. V'holo mentar. But again, now we switched it. So, what do you want to tell me now? He's on the roof and she's on the ground. So the Mishnah said, the minute he throws it, the minute it goes into her airspace, she's divorced. How could that be? V'holo mintar. So, Amar v'hudam Shmuel, here a little bit different. Kigon, shayu mechitzos hatachtonios odefis al halyonos. The gate of the mechitza, of the chatzar, where she's standing on the ground, is taller than the gate of the roof. The roof has a gate.
He's actually throwing it up.
So he's throwing it up, and the minute it reaches into the airspace, there's already a higher gate. So it's protected.
Yeah, but it's not three talk, but it's more than three talking from the Rambam.
Okay, so that answer doesn't apply. The first answer, it's protected. It's protected, right? And therefore, she's divorced the minute it goes into the airspace because the airspace is protected. The Chayin Amar Balaza Amar Boshia, there's a picture of it here. Kigon, Shahaya Hamachitas Hatachtonos, Odofos Al Halyonos. The gate, she's standing in the chatzar, in the courtyard, right, of the apartment building, right? Imagine it like that. The gate around the building is taller than the gate around the roof, right? The Chayin Amar Ula Amar Biochanan. Right, the gate of the what's it called is taller than the gate of the right? Mechitas tachtonos odefes al yonos. Yeah.
It's a taller gate.
Right. Amalei Rav Ava Leula Kiman. Who said this? Maybe it's Kirebi. The Amar Kluta Kimi Shehuncha Damya. This is a made up idea in Masechta Shabbos. Let's say you throw something from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid and the Rishus HaRabim in between. Did you go from Rishus to Rishus? You threw it across the street from my yard to your yard. And in the street is Rishus HaRabim. And the thing passes, the ball passes from Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaYachid through the Rishus HaRabim. So did you violate Shabbos? Did you violate the Isser of carrying on Shabbos? Rabbi says, yeah, you did. How could that be? There's no Akira Nacha. There's no Hanacha. That's the problem. There's no Hanacha. There's no Hanacha, right? So Rebbe says there's a made-up concept, which again, you just have to accept it, that Kluta, which means capturing or stopping or taking a snapshot, is as if it stopped. So every instant in the airspace is considered as if it stopped. So I throw it from here to there. In the street, it's considered as if it stops for a second and then goes again. Therefore, it's considered carrying. So you want to say the same thing here? So Rashi says, Kemisha Huncha, that Kluta is Kemisha Huncha Damir. This idea of throwing something and having its imaginary stopping, right? Because if you want to, on a physics level, every second, right, it stops and it continues. So you want to say it like that? So you want to say the same thing over here, or be the same thing over here. So Kemisha Huncha La'aretz, the Tanya Hazor, Kishas, Mishas Rabim, Mishas Rabim, Mishas Yachid Be'emsa. Okay, so that's the case of Rishus Rabim, Tishrabim, Rishus Yachid is in the middle, same thing. Same thing will be the other way around. Rabbi Mechayev, V'chachamim, Pochim. Rabbi says, you're Chayev, the Chachamim say you're Potter. Why do the Chachamim say you're Potter? Because there's no real Hanacha here. This is a fiction of a Halach, it's a Halachic fiction. There's no real Hanacha here? Fine, very good. So you want to say the same thing over here. That the minute I throw it, it's like captured in air for a second, and that's considered a hanacha, and therefore it's a good divorce? Is that what you're trying to say? No, amale no, afilu tam rabbanan. Even the rabbanan who reject that idea when it comes to Shabbos would agree here that she's divorced. They would agree. Why? Ad kan lo pligir rabbanan de Rebbe el inyan Shabbos. The only time they disagree is about Shabbos. Aval hacha mishub inturehu. Here the issue is nakira and hanacha. The issue is guarded. That's the only issue. Viha kamintar. It's guarded. Why is it guarded? There's a big fence in front of the area. It's guarded. The fact that you don't have to go on to this issue of kluta kamisha hurcha, which is a funny concept, which the chacham don't even agree with. They don't even agree to that, right? You don't have to come on to all that. V'chein amr of asi. Amr B'Yochanan, Kigon, Shayu Mechitzos, Tachtonos, Odefes Al Halyonos. Right? The lower gate is higher than the upper gate, meaning the gate around the building is higher than the gate around the roof. Amalei Reb Zera L'Reb Asi Kiman. Who said that? Who holds like this? The answer is Kirebi. The Amar Kaluta Kemisha Hunkadamya. Right? That's why it's captured in the airspace. It's considered as if it's at rest. And therefore, and therefore she's divorced. Same exact Gemara. I'm like, no, I feel it's him or Rabbanon. Ah, kind of low pligger Rabbanon ledur Rebbe. The only time they argue el Indian Shabbos, regarding Shabbos. Avol hacha, mishum in ture, v'ho kam mintar. The question isn't, has nothing to do with Akira and Hanacha. That's a Shabbos issue. Here the issue is it guarded? And therefore it is guarded. The fact that you don't have to come on to this whole concept of capturing it in the air is considered as if it's, you don't have to come on to that. Even if you don't hold like that, you'd still hold she's divorced. Why? because airspace is your property. The only issue was, but what happens like happens to it? Nothing could happen to it because it's guarded. Okay? Good?
Yeah, but I mean in terms of her being her rishus, you don't care. If he's throwing into a raging fire down there.
Okay, we're going to talk about that in a minute. Right. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Nimchak. So what do we say? What happened now? You threw it, and it got into the airspace, but that's what happened to it. What happened? It got erased or got burnt. So the Mishnah said it's still divorced. Right? A woman doesn't have to keep her get forever. She doesn't have to keep her get at all. So the Gemara says, Amar B'yochan, Amar B'lachon, Amar Avar Avua, Lo Shanu, that din, that if it got burnt or erased, she's divorced. Ela Shenimchak Derech Yerida. That's only true if it got divorced, if it got erased, Derech Yerida. After you threw it and it's on its way down, now something happened to it. Why? Because the minute it went into the airspace, she's divorced. On the way down, anything can happen, we don't care. Aval nimcha derek aliyah, but if something happened to it on its way up, low. And she's not divorced. Why? Because a complete get with all the text didn't reach her rishos. Now that sounds obvious, no?
Yeah.
Right? My time, what's the reason for that? Meikara lo lemeinach kai. Because originally, if that happened, if something happened to it on the way up, then a get that it's roy was never landed.
Never destined to land.
Right? Rashi says, Eina Mugureshes, the derech siluko lo mikri nesina. Going up is not considered a derech nesina, ela derech hanachaso. Right? Only a derech hanachaso, lava l'rishusa, to come into the rishus. Okay? So now listen to this question. Let's say it did not get erased derech aliyah, right? It did not get erased derech aliyah, and it ended up landing in her rishus, right? The question is, so when is she divorced? It ended up landing in her rishus.
It did,
no question about it. The question is, when is she divorced? Let's say he throws it up into the air, and while it's going up, he dies. And then it lands. Is she divorced, or is she a widow?
Is this your question?
It's not my question. The Rish Dachmanim asked this question. It's a machlokas. Or the other way, on its way up.
Was it in her airspace or not?
No, it wasn't in her airspace. At the time the guy died,
yeah.
It was not in her airspace. But it ends up landing.
In her rishos.
Mm-hmm. It ends up landing. Or it's on its way up, and there's a man next to her, and the man is Makadosh her on its way up. And it ends up landing. So is the divorce go back to the initial throw? Or you have to wait for it to land? Right? So there's a machlokas about that case. It's a funny case, which is why I mentioned it. Okay? Next case.
Isn't the question whether it's destined to land?
Yes. So yes, it's out of the question. So now the question is, it landed. So does it go back to the when it was thrown? Or you have to wait for it to land? Or at least wait for it to reach the airspace.
The airspace, right. So I'm saying, so why wouldn't she be divorced as soon as it hits the airspace?
Because because now that it landed, it's igali milsa that it was a good throw the whole time. So does the divorce go back to the moment of the throw? That's the question. And therefore, if he dies in the middle, on its way up, is she divorced? Well, should I get... Right? That's the question. The truth is, it's the same... It's a simple... I wondered about that. What if a shliach sends a get... Go deliver to my wife. She's at work downtown. Go. And it takes him a half hour. And during that half hour, he dies.
That's not a problem.
Right? So what's the story?
Is she it's a difference. He stabs his hands. It's in the shliach already.
But the shliach doesn't know. And the shliach goes ahead and delivers it.
Doesn't make a difference.
And right?
Once it goes out of his hand,
yeah.
The shliach touches it.
Yeah.
It's a done deal.
It's a done deal.
No. That's not true. If it's a shliach, Kabbalah, then that's true. It's shliach mysterious. No, it's not true.
And then the shliach goes. One minute. Then the shliach goes, and delivers the get at 12:42, and the coroner says he died at 12:32.
Right.
But he sent him at 12:22. It's the same exact thing. Right. Why? I was just thinking about that.
I think it's
such a crazy case. It's not so crazy.
I think that situation is a lot different.
Yeah.
Because there's already connection as it's going along.
I'm storing up the get, and it's on its way up. It's going to land.
That's fine.
And then the guy dies.
But it's not hers yet until it gets her.
So it's the same thing about the shliach, no?
No.
Just because I sent you, it's not divorced till. It's same question.
If he's saying,
Guy sends a shliach to Medina Sion.
Yeah.
To get dies in between. It's
right.
6 months earlier.
I know. I'm sure that must have happened.
So who sent it? Who sent him?
The Baal.
She never got she
but she ends up getting it.
She never got it.
She had, no, she had, she does get it. She does get it.
6 months later.
She does get it. She does get it. Only problem is he died in between. She does get it. He doesn't know he died. The Shliach, he delivers it. And she says, oh, excellent. Then it turns out, oh, he died. I don't know. I'm sure that came up. What?
He looked at the same case of the Gemara. He gives it to him before he gets executed.
Right. So the truth is that we're going to ask a similar question. Somebody asked this to me earlier in the week. I didn't have an answer. The Gemara asked it. We're going to talk about it in a few minutes. About, what was the question? Dating a get by a shliach. Remember someone asked that? I think you asked that question? So we're going to answer it now. Next, Nisraf. If the what's it called, got burnt, right? Amar of Nachman, Amar Abaravua, Lo Shano, this whole idea about getting burnt, that we said, what? If it got burnt, it's a good get. Why is it a good get? Because it got burnt after we touched her airspace. Lo shanu ela shekadam get l'dleika. The get has to precede the fire. Avol kama d'leika l'get. But if there's a big raging fire there, there's a big barbecue, and you throw mamash into the barbecue, that's not good. Why not? Because lo my timer meikar l'shefer kazel. Because it was destined to be burnt. It couldn't land. There's nowhere for it to land. That's not good. Right? Okay.
Can we go back for half a second?
Yeah.
The question that you had here with the shliach.
Yeah.
Okay. If the husband dies while the shliach's on his way, isn't it shliach's battle?
What?
Because he's no the yad is no longer there. He is the yad of the baal. It's no longer there.
So right.
You can't do that though, because it's an end of messing her up.
I don't know the answer to that question.
I was saying it's the same idea as throwing up, and on its way up, the guy dies, and then it ends up landing. And she ends up picking it up, and she says, oh, I'm divorced. And looks down, oh my goodness, he died. Right? So I don't know. There's a machlokas about that. So what's this case by a shliach? So Mati's insistent that no, she's divorced, because once he gives it to the shliach, it's the shliach's power.
If
the husband dies?
Of course.
Even if the husband dies, why?
I don't know.
Imagine this. 6 months later, she goes.
Right.
Now, she gets divorced, but that can't she gets remarried.
Right. It's a disaster.
Leave him 6 months earlier.
Exactly. So it's a disaster. I don't know.
It's a disaster, but the fact of the matter is, he didn't give her a guess.
This is a humorous...
Disaster, you're right.
Right.
It's a disaster. But
this is a humor. This was a humorous case about a funny one of these things that only the Gemara come up with a question like that, right? The case of the Shliach is very common.
Yeah.
Very common. Right? So I don't know. Okay.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
When the Baal Rosh is in training and the wife gets it, it's obviously the case.
So that could be a case of the Dalek is already there. Right? It's pouring rain. Then maybe you shouldn't do it because it's going to get worn out. Exactly. That could be a case of the fire is already there.
But if something does it, then if it's destroyed, then how do we even know that it was correct?
You mean? What do you mean? He does it anyway. It's pouring rain. He does it anyway.
He throws it anyway. It's not, it's,
I don't know. It's a good question.
How do we even know that the get was kosher when he threw it?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. It's a funny. There's all these weird things. I don't know. Okay, now Amar of Yichista Rishios Chalukos Begitten. There's different Rishios regarding Gittin, which is an obvious statement. Amalei Rabbi Racham Al Rava Manalei Lei Lasabaha. How do you know that? Amalei Masnisin. It's a Mishnah. That's our Mishnah. Hayomed is al rosh hagag. If someone's standing on the roof, vizarko la, the wife is on the roof, and he throws it up to her. Kivin she gail la gail aver gag. Harezim begureshes. She's divorced. Now,
did we just have
it? Yes. Who owns that roof? But my eskinan. What's going on here in this Mishnah? I was amazed. No one asked me this question.
We had it before.
Ile magag dida. If it's her roof, v'chatzer dida, and it's her chatzer also. Then lamali aviragag. What do you need the airspace for? Right? E ella, so that one say bigag diday, v'chatzer dida. It's his roof and it's his chatzer. Ki gil aviragag mahava. That doesn't make a difference. It's all his stuff. It's all his property. Ella rather pshita, so obvious. It's bigag dida. It's her roof. V'chatzer diday, but his chatzer. Right? That's the only way it can make sense. Aim is safe. What about the safe? Safe is reversed. So are we reversing the ownership? Aim is safer. Hu lamai levi hi lamata. Now she's below. She's down below in the chatzar. Vizarku la, and he throws it down to her. Now, kivin shiyatzu merishus hagag, what do we say? Once it leaves the airspace, nimchako nitsha fereza megureshes. Even if it leaves the airspace, even if it gets destroyed, she's still divorced. Why? Because the minute it got into the airspace, it was in her possession, she's divorced. Now, if it's the same case, I bigag dida, the chatzar diday, she owns the roof, and he owns the chatzar, what kind of crazy case is this? Am I megureshes? Why is she divorced? So the seifa must be that the ownership reverses also. Ella must be begad diday. It's his roof for chatzah dida and her chatzah. Reisha begad dida. Reisha is talking about her roof for chatzah diday and his chatzah. Seifa begad diday for chatzah dida and the chatzah is reverse. What's so crazy about saying that? Yeah, saying that. How could that be? The Gemara wants to know. Is there such a thing? Ella lav. It must be. It must be da ashlua makom. And he must have lent her. Yeah, I give you that rishus to stand there, and therefore that rishus I'm lending you your own space so that I can divorce you. Dechad maka mashule inish trey maka maslo mashule inish. We had this yesterday. Only one spot you'll give, not two spots. Amalei, what kind of you have to go on to that? Midi iria dilma hakadisa v'hakadisa. Yeah, they're not supposed to be the same. Each there are two cases in the Mishnah. Each case has its own facts. Reisha gag dida. The reisha it's her roof, v'chatzar didei, and his chatzar. And say if it's reversed, it's begad didei, it's his roof, v'chatzar didei, and her chatzar. Okay, it's a little funny, it's complicated. A lot of mishnayos like that. That's such a big deal. Okay.
It could also be Rosh Hashanah for four amos around.
So Shus HaRabim, yeah, you're right.
We have that yesterday.
Right, but that's not the case. Right, a roof is usually not a Rosh Hashanah. Somebody owns that. Amar Rava, Shalosh Midos Begidin. So there are three cases now that we're going to discuss. Really, there are three like funny cases in Hilchas Shabbos. Do those apply to Gittin? Number one, Hada Amar Rebbe Kluta Kimishahuncha, that when something is captured in the air, and while it's moving in the air, we pretend it stops and then goes on. We pretend that. Upligi Rabbana led, Rabbana argue. Anyway, they argue on that. Hani Mili in Shabbos. It's only regarding Shabbos. Aval Hacha Mishum Inturehi Vahmintar. But over here, has nothing to do with that. It has to do with whether or not it's guarded. If it's guarded, why is it guarded? Because it's behind the gate? Good. And if not, not. Number two. V'hada amar Rav Chista. Rav Chista had a statement like this in Masechta Shabbos. No, it's kana b'rishos hayachid. You stick a pole into rishos hayachid. The b'rosho traskel. And on top of the pole, you put a basket, which has its own rishos, because it's a wide enough basket. V'zarak v'noach agabav. And I throw something. I'm in my backyard. Listen to this funny case. I'm in my backyard. And I throw something from my backyard up into that basket. Afilu gavoa mea amah chayev. Even if it's 100 amas tall, I'm chayev. Why am I chayev? Because I translate from rishus to rishus. So, lefisha rishus yachid ola adl rakia. Because the rishus yachid goes up to the sky. Hani mi yilin Shabbos. It's only regarding Shabbos. Aval hacha bishub inturehu fahalo mintar. That's not a guarded place, some open basket in someone's yard. That's not guarded. And therefore, that would not be, if someone put a get there, it would not be valid. Good. Number three. Ha, the Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, lo yamar adam begadzeh. A person shouldn't stand on Shabbos, on a roof. The yiklot megisham migago shel chavero. And I'm going to stick my hand, my bucket, into his roof and collect his rain. Why is his rain better than my rain? I don't know. But if you want to...
What somebody else has is always better, right? Because he needs more exactly.
Because it's the rishus is separated down below. It's separated on the roof as well. So you shouldn't do that on Shabbos. Hani miyilin Shabbos. It's only regarding Shabbos. Avol inyan gittin bishum kfeidahu. The issue is kfeida, right? V'kule hai lo kfeidi inchi. And nobody minds if someone else is on someone else's roof for purposes of a get. Rashi says in the last wide line, Aval Begidin, Hayulo Shnei Gagin Smuchin Zeh L'Zeh. You have two roofs next to each other, right? Like you have two houses next to each other. And again, the roofs were flat, so you could go up there. Vishila Makom Bezeh L'Kabal Esgita. And I lend you a space to accept the get, right? V'Kibalto Bezeh. And he accepted it. She accepted it. Lo Amrin and Hacha Rishuyos Chalukos. We don't say that it's a separate place. You're not going to lend her two spaces because you're mocking about that. Hu yesh mashal chatzero umakpido al beso. Yeah, because you give her the chatzah, but you makpid on the house. Aval kule hai gagin smuchin up on the roof to be so makpid. Ain tashmish rogel behen. You don't even use it all that often. Lo kpedi itchi. People are not so makpid, and therefore what? And therefore, she would be divorced. Okay, I told you, it's not a hard daf today at all. Where am I up to? Amar Abaya. Abaya said, Shtei chatzeros, let's say you have two chatzers, zu lefnim mizu, one inside the other. Okay, zu lefnim mizu. Pnimi is shala, the inner one is hers, v'chitzonios shalo, and the outer one is his. Right, so she's landlocked. Right? She's inside some area, inside his area. Right? Umechitzos hachitzonos odofos alapnimos. And the outer chatzer is taller than the inner chatzer. So you know what? Zarkula, so he throws it to her. Kivon shehigia la'avir mechitzos hachitzona hareze mugureshes. Once she reaches the airspace of even the outer chatzer, she's divorced. She doesn't own that area. She doesn't own that area. So why is she divorced? My taima, asks the Gemara. Why is she divorced? Because pinimios gufa b'mechitas hachitzona come into her. Because the inner area is protected by the outer wall.
It's a separate area.
Huh?
It's a separate area.
It has to land. It has to land in her rishus. But the point is, it's on its way. Right? So we said before that if it's on its way up, it doesn't count. Why doesn't it count? It's not her property. Here, if once it goes into the outer chatzer, she's already divorced. Why? Because the inner chatzer is protected by the outer chatzer's wall. So it's already considered a shmira, which is what they said, the whole issue. Of course it has to land in her chatzer. If someone shoots it out of the sky, in that, it doesn't count, of course. But once it lands in her chatzer, she's already divorced from back then. When it's in the outer chatzer's wall.
If he just throws it up and doesn't land back in his rishus, that doesn't do anything.
Of course not. But we're saying it's right. So then now,
so
if
he throws it over the wall,
exactly, and it's going to land in her inner courtyard,
right?
So if someone else comes along and hands her a get while it's at hands her a kedushin while it's at the space, she'll be married to the second guy because the divorce is chal.
As soon as it hits,
right? By the way, masha'ein kein bekufos. That same halacha doesn't apply by boxes, right? Shtei kupos, zu besoch zu. There are two boxes, one inside the other. Right? Pinimio shala, v'chitzoni shalo. The inner box is hers, the outer box is his. V'zarkula, and he throws it into, wants to put it in her box, which is her rishus. Again, it's talking about it's big enough, it's dalal al dalal, whatever you need it to be, it's going to be. Afila gil avra pinim is enim agureshes. Even if it reaches the inner box, she's not divorced. Forget the outer box. Even the inner box, she's not divorced. My time, why not? Right? Because the hal lo nach. What does it mean, the hal lo nach? Rashi says, ein mechitzos kli. The mechitza of a kli, asuyin la aviron lishmar. A kli doesn't have the same properties that it's guarded like a chatzar. Right? The ein kli us ela niach besocho. Because a kli is used to put things in. It's not used to be the recipient of a get. Others give a different reason, and they say the reason is because Caleb move. They used to move around. The boxes that move around from here to there. So it's by definition something that cannot be guarded. Rashi gives a little bit of a funny answer. It cannot, Caleb, I used to put things in, so the point of getting there.
Yeah.
So others say no, because a box is moves, it's movable, and by definition it's not guarded. Even if it's guarded, this one, by definition, boxes are not guarded. Boxes move here and there. It's metaltolin. It's not the question of metaltolin. It moves. Because back to the way yesterday we said about the car. It's move. Things that move cannot be makabal again. It's guarded, and there's a guard there, and the mechitza is taller, and it's all. Doesn't matter. None of that matters. It's by definition something not guarded. Why? Because it's movable. V'chi nach mayhava, right? And what about if it? What does this question mean? V'chinach mayhava. Forget the fact that it doesn't rest. Forget that. Kelev shalokeach brushut hamocheru. It's a keli of the lokeach in the possession of the mocher. How is her box inside his box? How could that be? So we're going to take a stand on that issue. Can I buy something from you, and it's still in your house, and I didn't pick it up, and it's mine?
Sure.
What, really? In halacha?
Oh, in halacha.
Yeah, in halacha. What can't you? So how is my box, how is her box inside his box? How could that be? Right? So the Gemara says, Hachamai eskinan bekupa she'en lo shulayim. That's some kind of case where the box doesn't have sides.
That's my bottom.
It doesn't have a bottom.
Yeah, whatever that means.
So if it doesn't have a bottom, nothing can go.
It's
not a box.
It's saying the box is resting on the ground. That's what it's saying.
Right.
The box is to rest on the ground. If her box is in his box, it's not resting on the ground. It's resting on his box.
So the answer is it doesn't have any bottom. So therefore, what does that mean? So therefore, what?
The ground on which the other box rests is owned by the wife.
It's like a courtyard.
Oh, the ground's owned by the wife. But it's still not. But it's still no good.
Still not good.
No,
because
once it's
not, that's
the
inner one, it's good.
No, it's not.
Yes.
No, it says not.
We said
it is. It said, no. What are we talking about? We said, afilu higia la'avir panim, it's ainu mugareshes.
Oh, no. But then the Gemara said, v'chinach my habi.
Oh, well, what happens if it rests?
Yeah. That's not sure that it would be good.
They're not sure that it would be good? No, it doesn't have any bottom, so it's not good.
No, it would be good, because the outer box has no bottom, so it is resting on the ground.
Right. Which box has no bottom?
The outer box
has no bottom. Oh, okay, fine.
The inner one's independent,
and if it lands on the ground of the inner box, Chitaka would be divorced.
Exactly.
Okay,
it's
excellent.
It's
excellent. Okay, next. Beishamai Omrim. Poter Adam Ishto Beget Yashan. You're allowed to give your wife a get yashan. We didn't define what a get yashan is. You're allowed to give her a get yashan. According to Beishamai, a get yashan is valid get. Beis Hillel Osrin. Beis Hillel says not as a valid get. It's not a valid get. Ezehu get yashan. What is that? What's a get yashan? A get yashan is kol shenis yachid ima ma'achar shekasvula. You write a get for your wife. It's sitting in your drawer. You don't give it to her. And then you're alone with her.
Right.
According to Beis Shammai, can you still give that get? Yes. According to Beis Hillel, you cannot. You cannot. Okay? You cannot do that.
We're going to answer.
So what's the issue? We didn't explain anything. We just read a Mishnah. Beis Shammai says, you can use a get yashan. Beis Hillel says he can't. What's a get yashan? It's written, but it wasn't delivered. And then you make up with her. And you're together. Okay? So
we have like 12 blocks to go on this stuff. Have we gone into exact? I may have missed a couple of days.
Yeah.
Exactly what I get is.
No, we haven't discussed it at all.
That's very end.
I told you, Masechtas Trumos is 11 prakim long. Anyone ever learn that? It's very hard Masechta. Very hard Masechta. Masechtas Trumos. You've learned it. It's all about Truma. Never once in that Masechta does it say that you have to give Truma. Never once. They have to give Truma to a coin. Never says it one time. Right? Never says the obvious. Never says it. At the end, the Gemara will say why you're allowed to divorce your wife. At the very end of the Masechta. Right? It's always that way. So right? Okay. Ve'ezehu get yashan, kol shenis yachid ima achas shekasvula. Right? Okay. So it sounds like Beis Hillel says it's usur, right?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Says it's good.
So the question that the Rishonim ask is your question. But 1 minute, when's the get dated?
Yeah.
You write a get. L'chori, you sign it also.
Right.
L'chori, you sign it also.
Right,
and then you know, should I give it to her? I don't know. Let me see. Maybe we can work it out still. And then you have a reconciliation. You're together. You go away together. You know what? It didn't work out. I'm going to give her the get. How could you give her that get? It's dated 2 weeks ago. What's the hazard mean here? You can give her that get.
Hence why they have the argument. Once it's Peshitta, I'm taking it home.
What? No, so we didn't even explain what they're arguing about. They're arguing about a similar issue. But forget it. How can Beishamai say it's good? How can Beishamai, what's the hazard mean it's good? Because the chashash is going to be, you reconciled, she had a baby, then you divorced her.
Right.
No, you didn't do anything wrong. But then people are going to see, wait a minute, this gets dated from 2 years ago. He's not a mamzer. He's not a mamzer because worst case scenario is all you did was you had relations with a woman that you once were married to. It's not a mamzer. It's a pagam. It's a pagam. It's not a mamzer because it's not an ishish ish. So that's what the people are going to think, look at this. This kid was born after the get was given. Now, it wasn't true. You reconciled. But because of that problem, so Bishamai says no one's going to think that. And Bithil says no, it's a chaval chashash. But so how can Bishamai, what about the fact that it gets dated? What about that? How can Bishamai say it's good? So a few answers to that question. Others say that you don't sign it. Others say you don't sign it. Others say it's signed later. So the or dated when it's given, not when it's written, then when it's given. So it's not, that's never going to happen. Others say that the Rashba says, no, it comes with a shliach. So of course the date's not going to be right.
6 months later.
You hear Yoni?
Yeah.
Of course the date's not going to be 6 months later. That's not a problem. Because we wrote it in Eretz Yisrael, we wrote it in Montana. We're delivering it in Eretz Yisrael. It takes a long time, right? So of course it's not going to match the date. So of course that's not a kasha. However, now the Gemara. So my conflict. What are the arguments again? Beishamai savri lo amrin on gzeira shemri. We don't say it's a gzeira shemri yomru. Maybe people will say gitim kodel levna. The get came before the child, right?
So the kid's born out of wedlock.
So that's not a mamzer.
I know that.
If Ubeis Hillel Savri Amrinan Gzeira Shema Yomru Gitim Kod Gita Kodal Levna. People maybe will say that. So I wanted to read the Rashi. The Rashi is Gita Kodal Levna Shema Yisha Es HaGet. You're going to hold on to the get. Shinatayim Ushalosh. Two or three what? Two or three days. Two or three months. Two or three years. Right? You're going to hold on to it. Ben Ksiva Lenasina. From the writing and the giving. V'yiyula Bana Mimena B'soch Hazman. You're going to have children during this time. Then you're going to divorce you. Later, you're going to forget. People are going to forget. Yeruzman aget. People are going to see that it was kodim later as a ben before the child was born. They're going to say shinite lami shas ksiva. It was given when it was written, right? This baby was born after you already got divorced. She was a penuya. Have a pagam, and it's a pagam. If he's a Kohen, it's even worse. Because that child might not be able to do avoda. That's a bigger issue. If it's a regular Yisrael, you're not a mamzer. You're just not, it's not the best thing in the world.
Why are you so worried about what other people think?
Because it's because the people aren't going to want to marry him. Right? That's why.
But
Imni says, lo teitze. If she gets remarried, you don't have to make her get divorced. Right? Because at the end of the day, there's nothing wrong with it. You don't have to make her get divorced. Amar Rav Abba, Amar Shmuel, Im Nisgarsha, and if she got divorced, Tinasei Lechatchila, she can get remarried.
Right.
If you use that get, it's a valid get. Right. She can get remarried. She doesn't say, well, I'm stuck, she can get remarried. Good? Now, the next Mishnah is very long. It doesn't even finish. We're not going to finish it. We'll start it now because we can get to the bottom of the page because it's different halachas that have nothing to do with each other. First halacha, kasav l'shei malchus she'ena hugenis. You write the malchus. You have to date the get, right? So you write that we're in the province of, for example, let's say in the United States, and you write that the Queen of England. That's not we don't live in England. Now the Gemara is going to say that the malchus of ena hugenis is Rome. Right? That's Rome. So you write from the Roman account. That doesn't count. That's not good. Or L'shei Malchus Modai, which doesn't even exist anymore.
Right?
Right? It doesn't even exist. There's no L'shei Modai anymore. Right? So imagine a guy writes again and he counts it by the years of the Confederacy. It doesn't exist anymore. Right? L'shei Malchus Yavon, that also doesn't exist anymore. Right? L'binyan Habayis, that doesn't exist anymore. L'churban Habayis, it's an irrelevancy. There's no, you date it from the Churban HaBayis? Haya, or, okay, that's all those cases, the get's not good. Haya b'mizrach, if you're in the east, v'kasav b'mayriv, and you write it that you're in the west, the Gemara is going to be busy with this tomorrow or the next day. B'mayriv, v'kasav b'mizrach, also not good. Right? The Gemara is going to ask, but one second, anyway, you have to write the correct name of the city. So what does this mean exactly? So we're going to get to that in the Gemara. Teite mizeh u'mizeh. Now, this get is so not good that if she gets married, she has to leave the second husband also. U'tricha get mizeh u'mizeh. And she needs a get from both of them. Right? Rashi here says, im niseis beget zeh, if she gets married with such a divorce, teite min arishon, she has to get another divorce, u'min asheni, and from the second husband. Right? Now Rashi explains, tzricha get sheni min arishon, the get men hasheni. Af al pi shekedushin sheni lo hayekedushin. If she was never divorced, then the marriage to the second guy was never a marriage, right? So what did she need a gift from him for? That's called a mistake. That's a big mistake. It's not a mekachtos. It's a mistake. She was married. She was an ashes ish, and she got married to someone else. That's a disaster. What did she need a gift from the guy for? Right, the answer is, Rashi explains, Yivamas Mefarish Taima, Gzeira Shemer Yomru, Giresh Rishon, Get Gomir. People are going to think that the first get was valid. Everyone heard. They put a thing in the newspaper, she got a get. Right? No one knew that they wrote by the date by the Queen of England. Well, no one knew that problem. Right? Then she got remarried. Everyone was happy for her. Vinasa Shady. Venim says, hey, she says, Yosha below get. Then people are going to say, she didn't get a get from the second guy? What, they changed the religion over here? Why didn't she get it? So because of that reason, it's only to get the Rabbanon. It's only to get the Rabbanon. Right?
We say they get the Hebrew date is 5,700 and what is it this year? 76. Creation.
Right.
Why can we say 1,930 years from the destruction of the Churban?
You don't say that. The Gemara is going to say that's for another reason. You know, you want to make Shalom with the Goyim, all these other reasons.
That's an accurate count.
The Queen of England is also accurate. This has nothing to do with us. Yeah. The Gemara is going to say it's because of Shalom Aleichem. What are you mentioning to the Queen of England for? We live in the United States. What are you doing? In a society where that would bother them.
It's true about it.
That would bother them. What are you mentioning the other kingdom for? You live over here. So you'll see. The Gemara is going to say it's a good question. That's a different reason. You'll see. We'll see tomorrow. The Ein Law, if she pulls this stunt, Lo Ksuva, no, she doesn't get a Ksuva, Lo Peros, she doesn't have to get, that means that she doesn't have to get, what's the word? Ransomed. If she gets captured, the husband has no duty because he doesn't get a payros anyway. That's a quid pro quo. He gets payros and he has to redeem her. Lo mazonos, doesn't have to feed her. Lo belos, she doesn't get her clothing back, the worn out clothing that was all in ksuvis. Lo alzeh, velo alzeh. Not on husband number one, not on husband number two. This is like the worst of the worst.
Why no ksuva?
What?
Why no ksuva?
Because the divorce was no good. She shouldn't have gotten remarried. All these knasos on her. All the Gemara. Im not la mizeh umizeh, tachzir. If she does take, she has to give it back. Havlad mamzer, mizeh umizeh. The vlad's a mamzer. It's only mamzer derabanan. According to, if she's the first husband, it's only mamzer derabanan because she's still married. Velo zeh vizeh metamin la. Nobody has to go to the funeral, right? No one can be metami for her. Velo zeh vizeh zakoyin. And no one's entitled. Lo b'mitziyasa. Not if she finds anything, right? The rule is you're entitled to your wife's fines. Not here. Lo masiya deha, not her handiwork. Lo bahafaras nidareha, you can't be made for her nadarim. Hoysa bas Yisrael, if she's a bas Yisrael, nifseles min hakahuna. She apostle from the kahuna. Right?
She married a kohen.
What?
She married a kohen.
Right, so then anyway you apostle from the kahuna, because she's a gerusha. Right? So the question is, maybe could the kohen didn't know? Let's see if you find some case where that could apply. All right, so we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.